everybody. It's here, October 15th, Tom Petty Day at the Swamp. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. We are so excited to have a great day at the Swamp. I am telling you, Gainesville is blowing up over the honoring of Tom Petty. It is so exciting. And Meldon Law is going to be there for Fan Fest. Go to the O-Dome, and right outside the main entrance, you're going to see the Wheel of Fortune put on by Meldon Law. And everybody is winning prizes today. So let's support our Gators, support Tom Petty and his legacy as the most famous musician that ever came out of the state of Florida. And right here in Gainesville, Florida, is where it all started. On October 7th, 2017, shortly after Tom's passing, the Florida Gators first played I Won't Back Down at a football game against LSU Tigers. Since the first sing-along of 90,000 fans, the song has been played between the third and fourth quarters of home football games and has become a tradition that is a favorite among UF fans. This year marks the fifth anniversary of this tradition, and as well, it's a celebration of the first inaugural Tom Petty Day at the University of Florida. So I guess, Greg, that means we're going to have more Tom Petty Days in the future.
Gotta love that.
Man, I mean, who doesn't love Tom Petty?
Oh, yeah.
So Gator Nation will honor Tom in his hometown of Gainesville this weekend with a series of events. Saturday's sold-out game at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium is going to be rocking. Not only are they going to play Tom Petty's song, I Won't Back Down, at the end of the third quarter, but throughout the game, mm-hmm. they're going to be playing Tom Petty's songs. And the Gator Band is to be doing a whole Tom Petty deal out there.
Awesome.
So it is going to be a fun day at the Swamp. Not only that, for those of you that listen to the Tom Petty radio station on Sirius XM channel 31, they're broadcasting live from the game today from 3 to 7 o'clock.
Couldn't get any bigger, Jeffrey. Couldn't get any bigger.
It's blowing up. And not only that, you can get your Tom Petty Day Florida collection. University of Florida and Tom Petty are teaming up for to put a whole line of T-shirts and other memorabilia out. The UF bookstore and the Gator Sports Shop by the north end zone and inside the stadium are going to be having a bunch of Tom Petty shirts. I've seen them online. Mm-hmm. If you go to TomPetty.com, you can see all the stuff going on. And listen to this. The Tom Petty Estate is donating its full proceeds from the sale of the Tom Petty Day Florida collection to give back to underserved communities in Gainesville. Kids Count and Family Promise will be the recipients this year. Kids Count supports education and early childhood interventions with an emphasis on literacy. And I'm telling you, that is so critical that kids are literate, mm-hmm. and it's really important. And while the Family Promise works to bring families out of homelessness by providing housing and employment resources. So to make donations in Tom's honor, please visit Kids Count or Family Promise. And you can shop the Tom Petty Day Florida collection by going to TomPetty.com and support Kids Count and Family Promise. So anyhow, we're going to have a blast today. Again, Meldon Law, as the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, is presenting a fabulous event out in front of the O-Dome. We call it Fan Fest, and you'll be seeing a bunch of the Meldon Law team out there giving away swag, and we are so excited. Some of you may know I was Tom Petty's first attorney back in 1971, and got to sit around with Tom in the office with the rest of Mudcrutch at the time. And man, what a focused and driven young man he was at that time.
You must have been about 14 then, if I'm doing the math. You were a very young attorney, Jeffrey.
I was very, very young. I graduated law school when I was 14. So anyhow, I'll tell you something. What's really cool is that so many of our Gator friends, including our guests coming up, love to say, you know, we won't back down. And I think that's part of the DNA of the Gators and a lot of us in Gainesville, that we work really hard to make things better for our community. And I think what the Gators have figured out is the old songs like "We Are the Boys of Old Florida," like those songs are great and we still love them. However, let's step it up a little. "I Won't Back Down" is only 35 years old, so I guess
Does that like seem that. Possible?
Well, wait.
I mean,
I think it's probably 30, 35 years old.
Right? We just don't want to think about when we were hearing it for the first time back then.
Yeah. So anyhow, Tom co-wrote that song with Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra. Right. And so they were collaborating at the time. Remember, Jeff Lynne was in the Traveling Wilburys along with George Harrison, Bob Dylan, the High Boys. What's his name?
With the glasses, yes.
With the glasses.
Yes, exactly.
It'll come
when you
to
try
it.
To think of something like that, you don't.
Roy Orbison.
We're good.
Okay. So anyhow, we're going to our first break at Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community with programs like Law Talk Live on the Sky every Saturday at 10:30. You can also join our podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and 37 other audio platforms. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. We're back on Law Talk Live, and we actually have a live guest right here in our studio. Again, this is Tom Petty Day. October 15th. And by the way, the Gators are playing the LSU Tigers today at 7 p.m. It's on TV, ESPN. And man, it is going to be a rockin' night tonight. It is going to be crazy because the Gators know how to party. So get there early, be safe, make sure that you don't do anything that's going to get you in trouble. So anyhow, it's going to be fun. Anyhow, our guest here on Law Talk Live is one of my friends, Yvonne Hayes Hinson, who's running for state representative for District 21. How are you doing today, Yvonne?
Well, I'm great. I'm great. And I see that you are alive and energetic this early in the morning.
I know. I know you're running for office. What's the Tuesday that we vote this year?
November 8th.
And what are the early voting opportunities?
Well, of course, there's 2 weeks before that. I believe it starts October 24th and goes right down to November 5th.
And so you're running for the State House of Representatives seat. Now, tell us your background as far as politics. What have you been involved in?
So in politics, of course, I tell everybody I started being civically engaged when I was 15 years old with the civil rights movement. And I continued that same passion even throughout my career as an educator. However, when I came back home to retire, I thought. I've retired four times since then. I ran for city commission and served on the city commission from 2012 to 2015. I then ran for U.S. Congress against a really entrenched incumbent and did quite well. But thinking I would retire again, I was asked by many statewide organizations to run for this seat, that District 20, that's going to change to 21, because Clovis Watson, who held the seat at that time, was terming out.
Well, and he became our sheriff.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Clovis and I used to work out at the gym together at the old Gainesville gym on 6th Street. And Clovis, man, he was quite a workout partner.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, yes. So stays in shape.
So when did you get into the state house?
I got in the state house with the 2020 election and been serving for 2 years. Serving in the Lion's Den, I say, because it was a very contentious term that I got to serve in. A lot of controversial bills coming up, and surprisingly so. Not the way I expected to be oriented.
So tell me, what are some of the things that we can do to help? We were talking earlier about child literacy programs. Mm-hmm. The, you know, I think it's wonderful. Kids mm-hmm, Count mm-hmm. And the Family Promise.
I think they've got it right with the people that they are supporting, because, you know, two issues on my platform that they are clearly committed to: education, which is literacy, and housing. Especially housing affordability. Everybody deserves a home. And in Florida, we are one of the capitals of homelessness. So, yeah, they got it right. We need to get all of our residents, especially Floridians, in good housing.
Well, you know, you're a lifelong educator. And to me, the biggest tragedy is when a kid is 7 or 8 or 9 years old and they haven't learned to read and write. So what are some of the solutions that we can have when, you know, we create literacy, or how to create literacy in our community?
One of the ways, and I will tell you that this is not without great experimentation. I was in a low-performing school as a principal for over 15 years. After being a special education teacher and a specialist in education, I still had things I had to learn as a principal. So what I've been trying to do in the legislature is bring a keen awareness to the efforts that are needed to have our teachers more competent in teaching reading. Reading is a very complex skill, and teachers don't come out of college ready to teach that. And we can't wait the 3 to 5 years for a teacher to learn it. So what I've been trying to push, and I see our governor now picking up on some of it, is mentoring. Our teachers need mentoring day one, especially in the area of teaching reading. So I've been trying to find ways to pair masterful reading teachers, teachers who do it well, with new teachers, with teachers who have struggles working with certain populations, and with teachers who just want to do better. Teachers are leaving our classroom every day, Jeffrey, because not only because of money. They want to say it's all about money. I don't think so. I think it's about a lack of confidence in what they're doing. I think their struggle, their main struggle, is how to teach a child and not create a situation like you just described, a kid being 6 or 7 years old and haven't learned to read. They don't want that on them. I believe the biggest problem we're having with teachers today, other than the fact that they don't get the right respect, they don't get treated like real professionals as they are, but they lack the confidence that they need, that what they're doing every day is making a difference in the life of a child.
Well, I think that's very well said, Yvonne. I I know that you're working hard for the community and doing good things. You know, I've always been committed to making sure that the kids are literate, because I think it all starts there. Once you get behind, it's almost impossible to catch up. I was really impressed. I don't know if you know that they're giving Dolly Parton an award mm-hmm. for her philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And Dolly Parton's foundation gives away mm-hmm. 2 million books a month mm-hmm. to young kids to inspire literacy. You know, particularly at the age of 3, 4, 5, 6, that's a critical period of time for young kids to learn.
We actually have the Dolly Parton model right here in Gainesville, under Gainesville Thrives. I believe it was created by our outgoing president, Kent Fox's wife. Mrs. Fox created a literacy program day one when she got in town, and it's called Gainesville Thrives, and they have adopted the Dolly Parton model of giving away books. And we in the state legislature unanimously voted in favor of a similar program of giving away books. We're doing it across the state. Every home gets a free book once a month, and the University of Florida's Lastinger Center is handling that program. So literacy is clearly a strong commitment in the state of Florida, at the University of Florida, and statewide.
Well, I want to thank you for all of your efforts. I know Yvonne for a long time, and she's been a strong leader within our community and speaks with a lot of knowledge, particularly in education. And if there's one thing we really need to do, it's to make sure that we have literate, our children are literate as they're going through school and they don't get behind. You know, all the problems as far, for me, you know, I relate a lot of the problems to, you know, regarding gun violence and other things from kids who haven't been given a chance to succeed.
Kids who feel left out, kids who feel pushed out, kids who have struggles and they don't feel as if they are included in the educational process.
And we need to give them a pathway to succeed.
Absolutely, absolutely, Jeffrey. And you've done a lot of work, I know, in supporting such efforts.
Well, thank you again, Yvonne Hayes Henson, running for the state seat, District 21. We're coming up. Everybody register to vote. Make sure that your vote counts. And we'll be back in 60 seconds on Law Talk Live. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down. Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon. Man, what a day. Tom Petty Day. It is going to be a blast. Get out there early because things are going to be rocking and rolling here in Gainesville, Florida. And I'm very, very pleased to see that the University of Florida is picking up on our hometown hero, Tom Petty, because it makes it more fun. That's the idea. I mean, we're going to a football game. We want to have fun, right?
And folks started coming in town a couple of days ago. We noticed, and we tried to get out last night anywhere near Midtown or downtown to get a place to eat. Good luck with that. Parking was jammed.
Yeah, man. We got lucky. We scored a table over at Dragonfly outside.
Yeah.
And the crowds were like walking all. I mean, it was. I've never seen so many people at the mm-hmm. Front door of Dragonfly Restaurant, and it was so much fun. We just sat around, and the weather was perfect, and wow, we are ready to rock here in Gainesville, and it's going to be fun. The most important thing, of course, is that the Gators whip the Tigers. We're 4-2, and 5-2 sounds a lot better than 4-3 going into games against Georgia and Texas A&M. I mean, on the road, Texas A&M. So we definitely want to win today. We're slightly favored, I think 2.5 points or whatever, but that means it's a toss-up, and we have to show our best today. I think we've got another caller coming in. Hello.
You do.
Is it Ed?
Hello. Yes, sir, Mr. Meldon. This is Ed Book, Gainesville City Commission District 2 candidate.
Okay, we're having all, you know what, it is voting season. We got, you're competing with Tom Petty today, though, Ed.
Well, I think I'm probably going, that's an election I absolutely cannot win.
No, it the buzz is really cool, isn't it?
It is. I mean, with 25 days or so, you know, just a little bit less to the election, you can see the candidates are out. All it's about is making sure that people research their candidates and know who they are and make good decisions so we have a good city going forward the next 4 years.
Yeah, well, Ed, tell us a little bit about what you're running for and what the main issues are.
Well, thanks for that opportunity. So I'm running in Gainesville City Commission District 2, which is primarily west and northwest Gainesville. But as I always say, while voters can only vote from you from that particular geographic area, any city commissioner should represent every neighbor and resident across the city and what's the most important issues that we have to work on.
Yeah, you know, I was talking with Yvonne Henson just now about education within our community, you know, within Gainesville. And I know you're dedicated to making sure that everybody, you know, is literate and helping out. You've been out at Santa Fe for a long time now, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I just hit, this is very exciting, I hit my 11-year anniversary about a week and a half ago at Santa Fe College. You know, obviously I'm in public safety as a police officer there, but I'm also a teacher out there in public safety, so an adjunct instructor, and I operate as the emergency manager for the college. So I think that gives me an air of some credibility and understanding about how to manage and deal with big things in big times, even in crisis.
Yeah, I know you've got a strong background. You were with Gainesville Police Department for a long time, right?
I wouldn't call it a long time. I'd talk it a super long time. So I was with the city of Gainesville and GPD for 26 and a half years. I retired as a district commander. And at the time I retired on a Friday, went to Santa Fe on a Monday, and I was in charge of youth services, things like the Reichert House, dealing with at-risk youth. I also had patrol and a lot of our school resource officers. So I feel like I have a real good grasp of many of the big picture issues that impact our city day to day.
Yeah, I know trying to give young kids hope in the community for jobs and, you know, living a lawful life is important to you.
Essential, right? So we talk about this thing like an equity gap and affordable housing. These are real concerns in the city, and it's Santa Fe College. Santa Fe College is addressing those through career and technical education and workforce. And these are real programs that provide monies to people for education, then a career, and then they're not in affordable housing. They're in whatever housing and living conditions that are suitable for them as they move forward as professionals in our community. So I think that I work at an organization and I'm part of an organization that is actually trying to address equity and affordable housing and living and some of the real issues we have.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for your strong efforts in supporting things that are great for our Alachua County community, Gainesville community, and you've been a strong supporter of trying to get things right in our community.
Yes, sir.
And we look forward to having you on the city commission. Tell everybody again the seat you're running for. It's Ed Book, B-O-O-K, and, you know, your call to action.
The call to action is obviously we want to treat people well. We want to be professional and courteous to each other. That's the way we'll get things done together on the city commission. And I know you get a lot of callers, so thanks for letting me call in. I'm running for Gainesville City Commission District 2. My name is Ed Book, and if people want to find out more, research your candidates, know how they've lived their life, my website is book4gnv, BOOKFORGNV.com. I have a cell phone on there. People can reach me 24/7. So thank you, Mr. Meldon, for letting me call in.
Yeah, call me Jeffrey, please, Ed. We're good
All
friends.
Right,
Anyhow,
yes,
listen, Ed, thank you very much. Ed Book, running for city commission. Let's have some of our top people in there and go Gators.
Great game Saturday, and go Gators.
See you later, Ed. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Anyhow, yeah, Ed is very well qualified. He's, you know, our head of law enforcement out at kind of the chief of police mm-hmm. at Santa Fe. And, you know, he's been on the street. He knows issues. And I think he's going to be an excellent city commissioner. He's
going to
be a very good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, we're getting ready to wrap up the show. Okay. It's Tom Petty Day at the Gators game against LSU, and Melton Law has a big fan fest right in front of the O-Dome main entrance. Check us out. We're giving away free swag. As a matter of fact, I found out yesterday I've been invited by our athletic director, Scott Strickland, to go out on the field as the Gators run out of the tunnel to start the game. And my wife, Patricia, and I are so excited.
That's cool.
Very, very cool. One other plug. Next week, Alzheimer's program is at the Trinity Methodist Church, and Patricia and myself are co-chairing the event. So 9 o'clock next Saturday. I don't think I'll be able to do the show because I'm going to be out there walking for Alzheimer's. But
you're a busy man, Jeffrey.
Show up for that. It's going to be very, very cool. It's always a great turnout, and we love supporting important organizations. And everybody's affected by Alzheimer's and dementia in some way. So anyhow, we're at the end of the show. Man, I could have gone on for 2 hours today. I'm so damn excited. But we're going to call it the end of the show. And at the end of every show, what do we say? Go! Go! Yeah!